Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Podglomerate.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or was just too hard to ask your partner, welcome to the Sex Rap.
Happy New Year, everybody. We are here in 2023. Isn't that crazy?
2023, it's the year we finally get something. Wait, what are we getting in 2023?
Reproductive rights?
Welcome to the Sex Rep. We were I mean reproductive rights. 2022, year in review. Happy New Year, everybody. It has been a wild year. It has been all over the place, all kinds of up and downs. I hope we get reproductive rights in 2023. We had things like the Don't Say Gay bill too, but we also just a few days ago, Congress passed the gay marriage and interracial marriage protection bills. So, you know, we're taking some steps backwards, but we're also taking some steps forward. What a weird time to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the work that we do on the show is like trying to, one, like increase understanding about sexuality and sexual ways of being and living, and like how we are all sexual beings all the time, and like acknowledging this and like starting to destigmatize that and encourage communication around it. And, you know, all of these goals that we have with this podcast are, you know, the idea is that that will contribute to more broadly better sexual health, better love, better relationships, and a better world, and a world where, you know, we don't stigmatize these things, and we don't have so much concern around like how someone identifies, and we just make this like a normal part of our days, of our lives, and like we can pass bills that protect each other and support each other.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's taking a step away from fear and being okay with conversations. I hate when people say difficult conversations. I don't think any of our conversations in our 6 years on this podcast have been difficult. I think they're challenging sometimes, and I think the research is not necessarily comfortable for some people. But I mean, my hope is that people who listen to the show, all of you out there, have had a conversation with Spring and I for half of a decade. And you've gotten good at talking about sex and sexual health and relationships, and you're not afraid to talk about them with your friends and your parents and your partners. Like, as soon as that happens, all of the fear and stigma surrounding what we do, or all the fear and stigma surrounding sex, goes away, because we realize that it's normal, it's common, all of the funky feelings and things going on, everybody has some level of it, all of the awkwardness and funny smells and weird everything, like, it's all normal. And once it's normal, the conversations become, well, what can we do to be happy and healthy and share that kind of love that Spring was mentioning just a minute ago? And that's not really a year in review. That's like a lifetime future project. It's still wild to me, Spring, that we've been doing this show. We have hundreds of episodes. We're getting closer to 300 episodes, and there are literally thousands of questions in the queue. Like, every question we answer, 20 more come in. So keep those questions coming in. Keep those conversations happening. It is my dream, though, that my future self, like, we wouldn't even have to have the show, because the world would allow everyone to ask these questions openly and honestly and have these conversations. But I'll still have them with you all the way up until then.
Well, what I would love to do today is just talk about some of our favorite episodes from the past year. And like, I think sometimes, you know, people miss an episode and then they might not ever like go back. And we have some really great episodes. And sometimes you're not ready for an episode when you hear it. And then later on, you really need it also. And you might forget that it's there. So I just kind of wanted to talk about like some of the things we covered in the past year, direct people back to some of those, and just have a little bit of a chat about like how we feel about some of those episodes and how they impacted us also.
Can I start with something that's a little bit silly?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So I don't know whether I like the Kegels episode or the Hickeys episode more. I like the Hickeys episode because for me, it's like really very kind of silly and like physical, like they don't harm people, the stigma surrounding them. But I kind of liked how funny it was to record that episode and listen to it. But I love the Kegels episode because it's something where Spring and I are encouraging the whole world to be their best sexual selves with just smirking or smiling. And nobody else knows what's going on except for Dr. Coke. But I mean, that whole Kegels episode, I love talking about it with you. And I have wanted to do a Kegels episode since season one. And it took us 6 years to get the question to do it. No, I love the Kegels episode. I thought it was super fun.
Yeah. You know, my favorite episode of last year was definitely the shower sex episode. That was episode 196. And it was my favorite episode because I remember when we recorded it and then we like asked people, you know, about their stories about shower sex. And we got so many hilarious stories. We got so many people telling us like all of these disaster stories of things that happened trying to have sex in the shower. And I think we got more responses to that than any other question we've put out on our social media. I mean, people really responded to that. They really had some things they needed to get off their chest.
It's almost like everybody's tried it and nobody really likes it at the end of the day. Like everyone's like, nope, not good, not good. There's lots of slips and falls and breaks and all kinds of other so little bad. traums.
Yeah. And the in that episode, we talk about, you know, things you can do to make it safer, make it a little less dangerous for yourself. So go check that out if you've had any shower traumas while trying to have fun in the while getting clean.
I had a lot of fun this year. We had so many butt questions. Like we should become the butt rap. Like we literally could just answer butt questions once a week for the rest of our lives, and there would still be more butt questions coming in. And I was looking through all of the questions that we have about butts. And I think the one that I liked the most was my boyfriend wants me to milk his prostate. Because we really got to sit and talk about like, you know, there's pleasure and we talked about the butt and the prostate in a way that's not like the butt is not gay. The prostate is not gay. Trans women and cis men have them and they can be sources of pleasure. And I thought it was really fun, you know, disentangling and separating out sexual orientation and genders, and got to have a great time talking about fingering buttholes. I thought it was a lot of fun, the prostate episode. I don't remember what number it is. Do you remember what
207.
Number? 207. Milking a prostate. I think it's also really brave for men to ask those questions. And I think it's really brave for women to ask for help with those questions as well. So thank you all of the people who were part of making that question my reality. And I hope our answer made your reality just a little bit better. I really had fun with it though.
Well, I was noticing that the first question of 2022 that we answered was about emotions during sex. And the last question that we answered in 2022 was about crying during sex. And so I thought we really covered the range of emotional responses, you know, about how sex is related to emotions. And I think that's really important, you know, that we acknowledge how holistic our sexuality is and how it impacts, you know, all parts of our lives, and all parts of our lives impact our sexuality as well. And so, like, you know, we're looking at things from several different levels here. And I think, you know, that's really important to remember, you know, all of the things that impact your attitudes and your desires and your boundaries around sex, and, you know, keeping in touch with that kind of like more holistic view of sexuality.
Emotions at the beginning, crying at the end. And those were tears of joy because we've had such a great, successful year overall. We had such amazing questions. Thank you to all of the interns and social media interns who have made this show possible. Thank you to Spring for listening to my ridiculous stories and being my partner in sexual, not crime, but sexual positivity for a whole year. We've talked about butts. We've talked about the media. We've talked about cheating. I think our cheating series is really strong as well, talking about all of the different kinds of cheating that happen in people's lives. And then I think something that really came up for me when I was looking over, like, we started with emotions and ended with emotions, but I think this year we've talked about boundaries and establishing boundaries more than we have any other year. Boundaries with butts, boundaries with media, boundaries with cheating, boundaries with vibrators and dildos and vibrators, or not vibrators, just how do you establish meaningful boundaries and how those boundaries make you happier and healthier and how those help you have better relationships as well. I think it's just a magical year, and I've loved every minute of it. So thank you, Spring. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, interns. Thank you, everybody out there who made this happen. What a great year.
And I want to say thanks to some guests. We had a couple of guests on this year. My friend Shay did an amazing job helping us with our Trans Pleasure and Queer Joy episode. I really loved that one. A lot of people really loved that one. We had a lot of people thanking us for that episode. And I want to thank Shay and say thank you to them again as well for their effort that they put
into
that.
Thank you, Shay.
We also had this sex and disabilities episode, which we had been meaning to do for a long time as well. That was episode 194. And I'm so thankful for, you know, all the guests that like show up and help us talk about things that we need a little more support in talking about also.
Yeah. I love having guests on the show too. It's hard. Three computers, three different people, weird recording. but it works beautifully. So yeah, thank you to all, like once again, all the people who make this happen. So 2023, New Year's happen. What are our sexual resolutions for the year? What are we going to do?
I mean, our sexual resolutions are the same every year. They are to be our full selves when we show up, to engage in sexual activities with other people, and to communicate so openly and freely with those people, and to be brave and be courageous in those spaces also, to maybe try new things and keep that communication happening.
Have you ever been asked to communicate less about sex? Anyway, I hope you all have made yourself a list of sexual resolutions, New Year's resolutions, because there's a million fun ways that you can explore and have fun, whether it's practicing communication, whether it's being a little bit kinky, whether it's, you know, experiencing intimacy in new and different ways. If it's learning to say what you want, whatever it is, we support you in it. We'd love to hear from you as well. So make sure you check out our social media. We're the Sex Rap, that's Rap with a W, on Instagram. And we'll be posting some questions about what your sexual resolutions are for the year. All right. Well, year in review, amazing episodes, fun themes. I think I have the best co-host in the world. Great guests, amazing interns. I have nothing more to ask for except to continue and continue to grow and continue to help people have their best sexual lives.
And my request to all of our listeners and to everyone who follows us and engages with us on social media is to keep telling us what you want, you know, keep telling us what you want to hear more about. We really, really listen to you, and we love having conversations ongoing with you online and through emails and through any other ways that you'd like to reach out to us. So stay in touch.
Yeah, we love to hear from you. And if you have any questions for 2023, now is the time to get them in. Our queue fills up pretty quickly. You can email us your questions. We are thesexwrap@gmail.com. That's wrap with a W, W-R-A-P. You can send us a DM on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook at thesexwrap. And you can call us at 413-I-WRAP-IT. Happy New Year, everyone.
Bye.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or just too
Music for this episode provided by the ever elusive and mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.